Good morning, church. We're going to talk about 2 Samuel chapter 8 today. Tim talked about 2 Samuel chapter 7 last week, but this week we need to remember that actually chapter 8 came before chapter 7, because before you have a period of peace, you have a period of war. And there's another couple of battles that are recorded later on in 2 Samuel as well. So keep that in mind, not always as it's written down, but as it's remembered and as God deemed the right way to put it, I guess. I thought we'd have some fun with today's topic, but we need to realistically understand that David lived in a time that was vastly different to our own. And while we can have some fun, we might also be thinking this is not right because it's not something we would do. It was quite a violent time. It was a time of war. These events are recorded, though, in the Bible as just and right. And all kings that reigned after David were judged according to David's rule and how his rule was just and right. All these victories that were given to David by God were part of his reign. These chapters also herald in an era of kingship. We have gone from our judges into our kings now. So we have to remember that having a king, or if you've got a kingship, if you're a ruler over a certain area, it requires a certain amount of authority to maintain your territories. And this is where we see God's authority coming through David. In chapter 8, it's through God's blessing on David and his rule that we see a glimpse of God's kingdom. His passion for his people, God's reliability to follow through on his word, God's demonstration of his complete love for his people to protect them and overpower any force that threatens them. This is the kingdom of God. So chapter 8, here's David, looking mighty. David, first of all, overcomes the Philistines, a constant thorn in the side for the Israelites. The Philistines are defeated. After the Philistines, we have the Moabites. Moab territory is subdued, and these people come under the reign of David. The next battle recorded is the land of Aram. And this was led by a fellow called Zorba. Now Zorba was subdued, and this whole area of Aram, stand up David, was taken over. Very bloody battle, horses and men. But now we have Aram, the country of, or the area of Aram. Now the Lord gave David victory wherever he went. And that's recorded in chapter 8, and that's important to remember. As David went around subduing these areas, he collected plunder, he was given different gifts as a peace offering, and these gifts were gold, silver and bronze. And chapter 8 records that David gave all of this plunder to the Lord. It was his offering, it was God's, dedicated to the Lord. The next battle was Edom. Edom was defeated. Turn around, David, and face the enemies. All right, lie down on the job, because God had the victory. Edomites were defeated. So now we have Israel defeating all these nations. God gave David victory wherever he went. He reigned doing what was just and right for all his people. This is David's territory. But is it? This is the territory of the Lord. God's kingdom has spread from the Euphrates to Egypt. Israel is secure at last. Threats have been eliminated. They can rest in God's provision. But it's important to remember that this promise was given to Israel a long time before David. In fact, this promise was given to Israel back in Abraham's time. But Abraham didn't see the promise. Nor did Isaac, nor did Jacob, Judah, Hezron, Ram, Aminadab, Nashon, Salmon, Boaz, Obed didn't see it, Jesse may have caught the edge. It was in David's time that God fulfilled his promises. It says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, "On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, to your descendants, I give this land from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." God fulfilled his promise through David. Now, we don't know how God will fulfill his promises in our own lives. We can, however, trust that the history recorded reveals he is faithful. Perhaps we should be sharing more stories about how faithful our God has been in our lifetime. Not so that others will look or think that God will act exactly the same, but so that we can record his working. We can share evidence of God's faithfulness in our lives. We can share about the weight and the victory. Share the miracles we see as evidence of his faithfulness. When we graduate, we receive a testimony. Now, the testimony is evidence of the effort and the years it took to achieve this goal. It's our proof. It stands as a record not only for us, but for anyone in the future who wants to know. It's a reminder of our hard work that we have completed the study. 2 Samuel is evidence of God's effort to secure his people. God's story in chapter 8 is a reminder that we do nothing to receive his blessing. God did everything. We can assume David would have been unsuccessful in a personal campaign to protect Israel. God provided the victory. Verse 6 and 14 said, "The Lord gave David victory wherever he went." If you've got the opportunity, you might already have, or been given by some special person, a promise box full of the promises of God. It's huge. Promises like, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you." What did he do for David? "And let us not be weary in well doing, good doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." Now, that our language might be a little older for you to understand, but don't be weary doing the good things, because you'll see the harvest in times to come. David could have laid down everything. He could have been weary. He could have given up. But he didn't. He kept going because God was with him. It's quite a wearying time at the moment, isn't it? But God has provided victories in our own life. He has already won. He has already beaten the enemies. We are saved because of Jesus' victory. Can I suggest that you spend some time recalling God's promises and looking back, seeing where they have been answered in your own life? Wouldn't it be great to sit down to stories about God's faithfulness, where he has revealed himself and he has fulfilled his promises in our own life? sit down, hear these stories as often as we sit down and eat a meal. We have meals coming to share. Maybe you can share some promises. Maybe you could share it as you have a cup of tea now. I hope you have a great day, church. See ya.